Welcome to Be Who You Really Are. I'm Tegan and I'm obsessed with showing you how to live life your own way. I do this not by telling you what to do, but by guiding you to reconnect to your intuition. I utilize the Human Design System in my Human Design Hack segment at the end of each episode, so you will learn how each of the topics I explore applies to your unique energetic blueprint. The advice you receive will be catered to who you really are, not who you think you should be. The days of trusting external authorities to make our decisions for us are coming to an end. There's no better time than right now to reconnect to the real you, the version of you that's excited for your future, the version of you that makes your own choices and in doing so gets to consciously create the life of their dreams. This is my wish for you, and this is what my podcast is all about, showing you how to trust yourself completely as you create the relationships, the opportunities, and the lifestyles you've always dreamed of. In these episodes, we will explore each topic from three angles, from an individual level, a relationship level, and a human design level. Save this podcast in your favorites because it's about to change your life. Well, you're about to change your life. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hello, guys. This is going to be, hopefully, a short and powerful episode. We'll see how short I can keep it. And talking about one of the most important practices that you should be building with yourself, and that is keeping your own promises, like the importance of when you make a decision in your mind, keeping that promise with yourself, like not necessarily in your mind, guys, sorry. You know, I'm an advocate for that inner intelligence, that body wisdom that we really truly do have within ourselves. So when you're making that decision from your intuition, for whatever that may be, it's so important that you stick to those decisions you make, keep those promises with yourself. And I'm going to be talking about why it's so important, obviously, across this episode, but straight off the bat, this is how you build trust with yourself. This is how you build up your own confidence with yourself. Because if you say, you think to yourself, I'm going to do this, and then you don't do it, like, you see how you're creating a distrustful relationship with yourself? Like, how do you know what you're capable of if you can't even do the one thing that you keep saying you're going to do and you don't do it? So don't you worry, though. I'm going to be obviously sharing the truth of my experience in the sense of, like, there's been many times where I say I'm going to do something and I don't do it, you know? And I'm going to talk about the toll that's had on my relationship with myself and how it really is the little things. It's really the little things, like, the little promises that you keep with yourself that can drastically just change your relationship, like, and really strengthen your relationship with yourself. Because, yeah, if you're not keeping these little promises, whatever, maybe they're bigger promises, like little big whatever, if you're not keeping promises that you're trying to make with yourself, then, yeah, you're not going to have, that foundational strength within yourself to do whatever it is that you desire. You know, you've got dreams, you've got visions, you've got goals. You've also got to have integrity with that. You know, you have to be able to follow through with what you say you're going to do. And if you say to yourself, oh, okay, I'm going to make the bed in the morning, and you still don't make the bed in the morning, like, this is just an example, like, I don't, if you make the bed in the morning or not, who gives a shit, but this might be something you say to yourself. And then if you don't do it, well, if you can't even make your fucking bed in the morning and that's something you said you were going to do, then how are you going to do, how are you going to write and publish a best-selling book that you've wanted to do? Or how are you going to build that business that you've wanted to build? Like, how are you going to be that DJ that you've always imagined you wanted to be? Like, you have to have integrity. And the little things that you do with yourself are such game changers. So, yeah, if you've got, like, maybe a workout program or a certain kind of, like, what are the ideas? Like, I'm trying to think of basic ideas people tend to start with. Like, as I said, maybe making the bed in the morning. Maybe I need to work out more, so I'm going to start a workout schedule. Maybe I'm going to, like, cook my own meals, like, 3 days a week, eat less takeaway, I don't know. I'm going to, like, study this certain course in my own time. If you have these ideas and you think, yeah, I want to do this, and you genuinely want to, and you've come to that kind of decision within yourself that you'd love to do this thing, but then you don't follow through on the day-to-day discipline of doing those things, this is where the trust with yourself will just kind of slide, like a slippery slope where you'll slide. And yeah, like, if you can't do those little things that you keep saying you're going to do, then you're going to just like kind of fall out of touch with yourself is kind of what happens. Like, definitely speaking from my own experience in the sense of, I've been feeling really great this year so far. I love the new year. I love the kind of energy reset that I feel at the start of a new year. And I was really reflecting on kind of empty promises that I'd been kind of, I decided on something, whether I said it out loud to other people or whether I said it to myself, that I didn't commit to and follow through on. And I really reflected on that at the end of the last year. And I was like, okay, well, what are some promises that I haven't been keeping with myself? And two of them were, one was ice skating. So I have been living in Canada for over 3 years now. And hello, like there's rinks every few blocks, you know, like it's cold and where I'm living in Canada, it's like basically winter for like 8 months a year. That's what it feels like anyway. It pretty much is. And I'm like, I'm in this prime place to like learn to ice skate. If you guys don't know, I'm from Australia. We don't have ice rinks every block, you know, like it's not accessible. As accessible as it is here, it's so awesome. And I've always thought to myself, I had the idea, like, I really want to learn ice skate and I want to get good at it. And then I would proceed to not do anything about it. So I had this kind of like intuitive body response of like, oh my God, I'd love to ice skate. And then I thought to myself, okay, I made a plan up. I was like, okay, let's, you know, do this like in my head. But then I never followed through on it. And even though it seems like a silly thing, like, oh, who cares, Tegan? Like that is a big thing because you see those moments where you're not keeping those like promises with yourself and you're not following through on the new desires that are coming through and the action you have to take for those new desires to manifest into form and to become your reality. If you can't keep those promises with yourself, it's going to be, as I said, you kind of end up in this like cycle with yourself where you just lose trust in who you are. You lose trust in your ability to like make your desires and make your goals a reality. And that's a really big thing because guys, a lot of the time it's really the little things that are the big things. And that was seeming little thing was having a huge impact. And I really wanted to learn to ice skate. So this year I've been enjoying myself so much. I've been getting out. Well, my goal, I set my plan. It was to go out twice a week. And I've so far been going out about three. I think I went out four times last week because it's genuinely so fun. Like it's funny how a lot of the time, as I said, it's a little thing. It's a moment where you're like, oh, I could just sleep or I could do this instead. But it's like when you get out there and you work past that mind resistance you're experiencing from whatever it is that you desire, and you get out there, you realize you actually really enjoy whatever it is that you're struggling to get out there and do. So if you can build that habit, as I said, of like of discipline with yourself, you're going to do things a lot easier. Like you're going to achieve the things that you want to do from a much, much easier place than having to like re-establish trust with yourself. Because I definitely reflected and realized I've lost trust with myself over the last few months because I was having all these desires come through, but I wasn't following through on them. And the only one that could reshape that and take responsibility for that and like change that was me. And I had to first admit, well, I'm not doing what I'm saying I'm doing. I'm not following through with myself. Like I'm not putting myself first. So yeah, I've been loving ice skating at the start of this year. And another thing was learning Russian. My boyfriend is Russian. He speaks fluently. And what an opportunity that is for this person here who can only speak one language, good old English, to like embrace a language and therefore, you know, be able to experience again, like a new culture. And like, that's so exciting to me, like genuinely, like when, you know, pretty early on in my relationship with Lev, that's my boyfriend, by the way. I was like, oh my God, I would love to. I had this desire come through where I was like, I would love to learn Russian. I would love to speak fluently. But then I experienced that mind resistance, you know, of like, oh, but you've never learned a language before in your life. Like, that would be really hard for you to do. Like, you can't do that. That'll be a waste of time. And those thoughts, I let them crush, you know. I didn't take the action to make this desire a reality because I was letting these thoughts dictate my behavior, you see? So this is another thing that tends to happen is when you're not following through on your desires and goals, there's generally speaking some form of habit, like a habitual thought and perspective that's probably not based in truth, that's limiting you, which is, again, it's not separate to you. These beliefs are not separate to you. They are you. They are an extension of something that you've created, whether you've created it through mimicking behaviors and beliefs when you're a child. It's important that you realize you're creating it. Like, you have to take responsibility for it so you can transcend it or release it or just mold it and shape it into however you want it to be for yourself, you know? So that was another example. So this year I've been doing, from Monday to Friday, I do an hour every day of learning Russian. And it's been a bit over 2 weeks of this year, and I've been having a ball. It's great. Like, so it's been 2 weeks of kind of developing these habits, and you've just got to like stop. Once you make these decisions, stop like letting your mind overrule what you've decided. Cause this is what happens. Our mind will go, oh, you know, you could just do something else. You don't have to like waste your, you know, oh, you don't want, do you really want to like walk a few blocks and go ice skate? Like, oh, Tegan, do you really want to like spend an hour in the morning, like, you know, learning Russian? You could just sleep another hour. These are the thoughts that will try to like keep you comfortable. You see what I mean? Like, keep you comfortable. You don't want to be comfortable, okay? You're here to expand. You're here to keep, just like keep going, you know? So I'm just very happy to report that these are some changes, some shifts that I've made in the new year so far that, oh, I have just really been feeling the difference within myself. And all of this, you see, the integrity of like keeping my promise with learning to ice skate and learning a new language, it leaks into the integrity in all other areas of my life. The integrity of how I show up in my relationship with my partner, my relationship with my friends, how I show up in my business, how I show up in other areas that I wanted to show up in, it leaks into all of these things. And right now, actually, I'm looking at my nails. Shout out to my friend Lily, who did my nails yesterday. Like, they are stunning. I literally, near the new year, was like thinking to myself, like, I would love to take better care of my nails. Like, I actually, like, growing up in the back home, I played a lot of sport, and one of the sports that I used to play was netball. And then you can't have long nails like when you play netball. So I always, like, they'd always do nail checks before the game, and I basically had to have stumps as nails for so many years, and I never developed like a kind of self-care routine for my nails. Like, I'm a really low maintenance person, but I really love pretty nails, and I just love it when I see people's nails and they look so beautiful, and I'm like, oh my God, I love it. It makes me so happy. So I was like, well, Tegan, why don't you learn how to do your own nails? Because, like, okay guys, another thing is I just love to like get involved in processes. Like, I've gone to the salon and I love getting my nails done, and I've done that a couple of times, but I also just love getting involved in the process. Like, seriously, I can't even, what are some examples? Like, when I first kind of moved into my first house, I built all the furniture in the house just because I wanted to get involved in the process of making furniture. Like, I don't know, I just get a spark. I'm like, yeah, I want to learn that. So I was thinking about this, and then Lily was at our New Year's party and she had stunning nails, and what do you know, like, it all got organized that I was able to go and hang out with her, and she ran me through her process of how she does her nails, and she did the nails on me, and I'm so excited because I'm going to learn how to do my own nails. Like, I've just had this really cool experience where I got to see the process on how to do the nails, and I'm really excited for more girls' days where we come together and do each other's nails and stuff. So anyway, little side note there, but this still ties back into what I'm saying in the sense of I had a desire to go, oh, I'd love to do this. I'd love to care for my nails more. I'd love to have them looking, you know, stunning, pretty, all those things. And then the process of following through with that is just so beautiful because it's like, I want this, like, I desire this, you know? And, but with that desire, you do need to take action. So I'm just like staring at my nails. I'm like, I love them. And it's so much more than just nails. It's like, it's the following through on what I wanted. It's like the desire that came through from my experience. It's the following through that is potent, guys, that is so powerful and that will completely transform your experience. So when you have a desire, whatever it is, like to learn a new skill, you see something online and you're like, I want to get involved in that course, or I want to get involved in that program, or I want to have a chat with this person, or I want to, whatever it is, follow through on that. Like, trust that desire you have. Trust that yes you're feeling. Because as soon as you talk yourself out of it with your mind, it seems like a small thing, but it's such a big thing, because this will change the trajectory of your life, whether you are able to follow through on what you desire for yourself. Like, those small little daily actions will just completely reshape your whole relationship with yourself. Keep the promises that you make with yourself, guys. And if you're in like that place where you haven't been keeping promises with yourself, like, as I said, I've definitely been there. I've gone through the ebbs and flows of times where I've been really disciplined and kept promises with myself. And then times where I have not been keeping promises with myself, and you really do like have a whole completely different like perception of yourself when you're in that lower, like when you've gone like a longer period of time of not keeping, you know, those promises with yourself. It can be quite challenging to kind of re-establish that trust with yourself again. So I would start slowly. Like, start wherever you think you should. Like, don't, if you have 10 things that you want to do that you've been not doing, don't just try doing all 10 of them tomorrow, because, you know, you want to make it as achievable as possible for yourself so you can get the momentum to really, like, get that momentum to like build back that relationship with yourself. And that's just my advice. Like, do whatever you think works for you. Perhaps it does work better for you to just go, fuck it, I'm going to change my whole life overnight. Like, I'm sure there's so many people that have done that. So that's just, and I've definitely had times where I've done that kind of thing too, where I've gone, fuck it, and kind of probably gone really hard in. Sometimes that's worked out and sometimes that hasn't. But that was always to do with me as well. As I said, like, you could go, oh, it was because you did put too much on your plate, or it was because you did that. But really, either way, it was still just because of me. Like, you know, it's still because of us. It's always coming back to us. So, yeah, that was what I just really wanted to do a little episode on today, because you want to build that self-trust, that self-love, that confidence. You want to, like, your relationship with yourself is the foundation of everything. And those little commitments that you keep, where you say, you think to yourself, you have a desire about something, and then you stick to that, you stick to the manifestation of that desire into form by sticking to the actions that you need to take to make that a reality. Like, you need to make plans, you know, to make things a reality. I love talking about manifestation, the law of attraction, and like all of those things. But, you know, and it's kind of like, oh, you don't need to know the how. And it is true to a point that you, like, if you have that desire and you focus on what you're, like, the good feelings that are going to come, like, that are already there, really, like, you are in that state of already receiving what you desire, then you're naturally going to take the action, you see, that you needed to take to make that desire a reality. So it's not that you need to hyper-focus on the how, because that's how we talk ourselves out of it. Because a lot of the time when people focus on the how, they're not focusing on what they want. They're focusing on how things could go wrong. So they're not really even focusing on the how. But, you know, make the plan and make it achievable, but also a little bit of a stretch for yourself. And then just keep expanding with that. And I'm sure you'll go to the fucking moon with whatever it is that you want to do. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I hope you got a lot out of it, and I will speak to you next week. I'm so glad you pushed play, and I hope you got so much juice from today's episode. Start applying all the tools and techniques that resonated with you so you can continue to embrace who you really are, one new action and belief at a time. If you're loving the podcast, be sure to leave a review. Every month I select one person who has rated my podcast and shared it on their social media to join me for a complimentary human design reading podcast episode. Make sure you let me know when you share the podcast so I get your entry. Now go enjoy your day or night wherever you are. I can't wait for next week's episode.